Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, let's turn to our friend, the first district man for life in the first congressional district, John Larson. Congressman, good morning. How are you?
Morning, Joe. How are you? How are you, Ray?
Hey, why aren't you running for president? Everybody else is.
I have common sense, Ray. It was written by Thomas Paine originally. No. But actually, but you both of you have met Timmy Ryan, and last night I thought he had a breakthrough moment for as a what I would call a lunch bucket blue collar Democrat from Youngstown, Ohio, and I thought he had a great performance. But with what do we have? 25 candidates.
20 candidates, yeah. Crazy.
I think it's a good thing, you know, but it's the field has got to be weaned out. I think once we get down to about half a dozen or so, I think you'll see
then it becomes serious.
Better debate.
Yeah, no question.
Exactly.
So, the Social Security 2100 Act, which you have introduced with more than 200 co-sponsors.
God, didn't know that.
When we talk about this, John, to you, what's the most important part of this legislation that needs to go through?
Well, certainly sustainable solvency. You know, by law, Social Security is supposed to be solvent beyond 75 years. Congress has never achieved that. The last time Congress did anything, Joe, was 36 years ago. Ronald Reagan was president, Tip O'Neill was speaker. The last time any enhancements have been made to the program was 50 years ago. The public, you know, all the most recent Gallup polls shows the public, and I mean independents, Democrats and Republicans are all saying, look it, allow us to make the contribution both by employer who gets a tax write-off and by the individual who gets the benefit not only of a pension, but also of a disability policy, spousal and dependent coverage. You cannot purchase this anywhere in the private sector. And that's why, especially with so many people relying on Social Security as the sole source of retirement,
precisely,
we have to make sure that it's sustainably solvent and then enhance it. And when we're talking about enhancing, we're saying a 2% across the board increase, having a COLA that actually reflects the actual cost that seniors incur, making sure that we index wages. But back then in 83, if you were making more than $24,000 and you're single, your Social Security is taxed. You're making more than $32,000. You're a married couple. Your Social Security is taxed. We move that to $50,000 and $100,000. 12 million Americans get an automatic tax reduction. And then, you know, I think, you know, but the critical to all of it is having to be sustainably solvent.
Right. I'm practicing for retirement, by the way. Hi, welcome to Walmart. that'll get a little walking around money. That'll be kind of cool to do. But I do think, as far as, you know, you being a history teacher by training, you know, the fact is, I think it's part of the, and I hate to use this phrase, but it's accurate, you know, the social contract. That's one of the things that everybody wants to depend on.
It is, Ray. And the other thing is, people understand it. They only have to look at their pay stub. For too long, Daniel Patrick Winnie had a great term. He said the opponents have been using semantic infiltration, meaning you've referred to Social Security as an entitlement. Not an entitlement. What you have to do is look at your pay stub. It says FICA.
You're paying for it.
Federal insurance contribution. Who's yours?
Right.
It's not the individual's fault that the people who have actuarial responsibility to make it sound, a.k.a. the Congress, has not done anything. And so that's what we need to do. We need to step up and make sure that we're adjusting this. And you've heard me say this before, for 50 cents a week, for someone who's making $50,000 a year, we can make this program solvent beyond 75 years.
Okay. I read on one website, Congressman, that they claim that payroll taxes for somebody who makes $50,000 a year would go up by $1,200 a year. Is that true or false?
Over the whole period, did they say 12,000?
No, 100.
No, 1,200 a year.
Yeah, no. Well, so it's phased in, Joe. So what we did is this. What they should have done in 83 is index these things so that it would have risen gradually.
Right.
This
right.
accident we're proposing is one of the smallest increases in FICA ever. So for a guy making $50,000 a year, it's a 0.05%, but they're going to pay that $50,000. So over the 25-year period, yes. That will be the case.
Okay, so that's 25 years. It didn't say that.
Yeah,
on this,
exactly.
So.
They didn't say that, coincidentally. They also do the, this is a $19 trillion hit to our GDP.
Well,
and then we have the Social Security actuary say, well, yes, that's true, but the GDP for the country will be 1,345. It's still a 1.2%
okay.
increase, and it provides all the enhancements, and it's sustainably solvent. Shouldn't we give the Americans the same certainty and confidence in knowing that when they're having those kitchen table discussions where they're worried to death as to whether or not how they're going to make it in retirement, that they depend on this? And oh, by the way, Social Security never missed a payment.
Yeah.
In the recession of 2008, when people's 401ks became
right,
101ks.
Right. That's right. That was one of your better lines, I got to say.
Social Security never missed a payment.
Yeah. Well, John, I think it'll be fun. And, it's a shame because this is one of the things that's not being talked about, in the debates.
I want to pull out my hair every time I hear him going.
That's bread and butter. I mean,
yeah,
that's bread and
it
butter.
It is bread and butter, but,
it's boring.
Honest, you guys are both in the media. What they'd rather see is the clash between candidates instead of really getting after the issue.
Exactly.
So. Hey, John, we got to go, but it's great.
Thanks, Congressman.
All
we
right,
always appreciate
always
it.
Take care.
See ya.
All right, John Barry Larson. Ladies and gentlemen, it's 8:58.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.